The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic and nerd destination, and with generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Are you still listening?
Yeah, we are. And now it's time for the theme music. Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
I'm Boar.
And I'm Jared.
We have Jared from Flame On with us.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jared.
And we couldn't be happier about it.
Oh, good. I feel so appreciated.
So you're going to be enjoying his robust voice for about an hour plus.
Okay.
And enjoy it.
Yes.
And now we all shut up and let him go. It's the only way we could fulfill that promise. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to get some jarring me and Brandon in there. And, you know,
nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, let's start the show as we usually do by finding out what everybody's been up to. And then we're going to dive into the world of pop culture as has unfolded in the past couple weeks. Brandon.
Oh, hey.
What's shaking, Toots?
Guys, there was a new Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about this. It's pretty great, and I like it.
I don't like her music much because her lyrics aren't too good.
It's not about the lyrics with Katie. It's about her attitude.
Well, I like this one a lot, and I liked her lyric video featuring the tiny food phenomenon.
Oh, with the hamster eating? And yeah.
Well, the production of tiny food.
Oh, that,
As you know, from in Japan, they have a fascination with
Eat some food.
But more than Katy Perry, I have a question for you, Cap.
What's that?
I saw something weird today, and I have no idea what it is. Aaron, you know, the owner of A Comic Shop here, posted an image of a comic book, or rather a video of a comic book, which features Batman.
Uh-huh.
And you move the comic, and it turns into Flash.
Uh-huh.
And they're holding the Watchmen symbol.
Uh-huh.
And my first reaction was, Aaron, why are they holding the Watchmen symbol? And he told me this, and I don't believe him, so you need to explain this to me. He said, remember when Dr. Manhattan went away to create like a bunch of different worlds? Well, ends up he created the 52 Earths or something.
Yes.
That's real.
They haven't confirmed
it. You're full
of shit. No, they haven't outright said it yet.
That is dumb.
No, it's fucking amazing. It's so good.
I thought they were getting rid of the whole 52.
Well, they are. They are because
it would be a really good explanation for the whole thing.
But they're not. Okay, but Watchmen's not DC, right?
Yes, it is.
It is DC.
Has it always been?
It's Vertigo. DC's mature readers.
I thought it was a separate reality, which I guess
it
makes sense now.
It is a separate reality. So I think I might have discussed this before. So let me give the short version, which is the new 52 is a smoldering disaster. We've been talking about its failure to be awesome for the past several years.
Much like the movies.
They rebooted the entire DC universe, and most of the books were miserable, and I read a lot of them, so try to believe me on that. Some of them were amazing, and most of them were bad. But the reason they did that, this has never been publicly stated, but the reason that they did that was most likely that Watchmen is the number one selling graphic novel throughout the world every single year. And so the executives were like, we should breathe some of that into there. So like everything's got to be dark. Everything's got to be miserable. Anybody who's in a relationship doesn't have a relationship anymore. It's all garbage. And that was as a result of the sales of Watchmen.
Okay, but is that them just trying to leech onto sales and try to get
that was
money
them,
or
that
writing
was them trying
a good
to figure
story?
Out what people want. It was not a good story because the new 52 is very hastily assembled they made the decision to reboot their entire continuity within a span of a couple months. It was not a major decision, but in this case they spent a good long time creating DC Rebirth, which has so far been amazing. I'm reading almost every book they're putting out. That's how good it is. It just revitalized the entire thing. It feels like it has character again. And behind the scenes, in a reoccurring plot thread that bubbles up in a few books here and there, is these kind of weird bleed overs, these continuity things where they know that something changed about their reality. Certain people like are aware that something went wrong and they don't know what it is. And it's a mystery that Batman is one of the players in sort of solving this. He's the world's greatest detective after all. So he's trying to figure it out. And that's what's going on there.
So has this thing been released? Has it started yet?
Yeah, it started earlier last year and has been sort of ongoing. The most active books for it, there was this one book, DC Rebirth, which has been reprinted many times now. It's a great, like, kind of tiny graphic novella, sort of. And then Flash and Titans have been two of the biggest books with bleed over from the story, but it's sort of been showing up in little chunks in different places. And clearly that Batman issue is very important.
Okay, so my original question of, is this actually a Watchmen crossover, is yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is in fact.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was BSing me.
Nope.
Because that sounded dumb, but nope. If you say so.
In fact, Tim Drake was killed on panel, and then you find out, after being like, oh my god, they killed Tim Drake, Robin, he was actually abducted in a way so that he looked like he had died by a shadowy figure who may or may not be Ozymandias from Watchmen.
Clever writing.
It's been very interesting and very good. I like what's happening so far.
By the time this episode airs,
yeah,
Cap, will Valentine's Day have been over?
Yes.
Just by a day. Yeah.
So I just want people to know that out there, even though Valentine's Day will be over, on Netflix, you can watch the Michael Bolton Valentine's Day special if you haven't.
That has been haunting my screen. What is up with it?
I decided to click on it.
If you've seen it.
I decided to click on it and watch the first 10 minutes. It's only 50 minutes long. I'm watching like 10 minutes a day. It's a musical about...
Is that all you can digest?
Yes, but it's made by Netflix with Lonely Island, and it's got guest stars.
I want to watch it immediately now.
It's got people like Sarah Silverman, Eric Andre on it, Louis Anderson, Sinbad, all the greatest, Bob Saget.
Cap, I vote we stop and we go watch this.
Let me just give you the story, right?
Okay.
It's
I don't even care. I want to see it now.
It's a Valentine's Day special about how... He has to save Christmas. So it's a Christmas special.
God, I love it already.
And he has to do it. Santa basically comes to him and says...
Him being Michael Bolton.
Yeah, comes to Michael Bolton and says, my elves made 75,000 more toys than there are babies. You need to have a Valentine's Day special. So 75,000 more babies are born 9 months later.
Please tell me his love of movies comes into it.
So if I only watched 10 minutes and it's a telethon.
Oh, okay.
It has a real number you can call. I haven't done it. I'm a little scared. It's a legit phone number. So
I just want a Jack Sparrow reference or something.
Oh, there's all new stuff. So
I just want a little taste.
So I recommend just a taste. People see that. If you like musicals
it
and telethons.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
I know what I'm doing with the rest of my night after we leave.
Well, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Man, lots of weird personal stuff's been going on that I don't really want to get into, but...
you didn't have to say that,
but
so just move on.
No.
Well, now we're curious.
No,
after
I'm not going to...
I'm kidding.
I'm not going to tell you.
That no, rash
but,
come back?
But last night, for the first time in a really, really long time... Nerdy Show's own Nikki got me really drunk.
Oh,
nice.
And apparently what happens when I get drunk is that I start doing impressions. Yoda came up a lot, and I think there was like a good hour in there where she was playing Spyro, and I was narrating in Homestar Runner's voice.
For an hour, huh?
That sounds like a new show idea.
Maybe it just felt like an hour.
It was,
but yeah, we could have probably streamed that on Twitch. Just me doing Homestar Runner impressions, criticizing her playing Spyro.
What does your Yoda impression sound like? I know you're Homestar Runner.
She said it was good at the time, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. One of my very good dear friends, whenever we all rented a house together, he occasionally, when he got blackout drunk, would turn to Sydney Greenstreet. I don't know if you're familiar.
I don't know who that is.
The most like titular role he ever played was Signor Ferrari from Casablanca. He's the big fat guy with the fez. And he has a penchant for talking like this all the time. And just imagine the most like ludicrous, lewd things coming out of his mouth in that voice.
I am imagining. Interesting. It's really funny.
Yes, turn left here, down the winding road.
Very lewd.
That's
very,
a little bit different from, hey, so why is that dragon going around harassing all the sheep?
Jesus. Was it like OG Spyro or was it new Spyro?
Spyro
it was
one.
Original Spyro.
Why is she playing? I mean, that one's great, by the way, but why?
It wasn't my choice. I wasn't like, hey, play this particular game. It was a choice.
Well, Jared, what's been going on with you?
Kind of similar. You know, I've got some personal things going on, but...
Now we gotta know.
We gotta know. I haven't really made time to, like, consume a lot of media lately, but I know next weekend is... the weekend when this is coming out, I want to go see Cure for Wellness. And...
what is that?
I forget the name of the director. He did Pirates and...
Gore Verbinski?
Yeah, Gore Verbinski. He's going back to horror.
Outstanding. Yeah. That's amazing. I do love his direction. So
do you want to go see it with me?
Yeah, I do want to go see it with you.
So Cure for Wellness.
Sweet.
It looks fucking creepy. yes.
Pirates, I want to see Get Out, honestly.
What's that?
You haven't seen that?
No.
A white girl comes home with a black boyfriend introduced to their family.
Oh, yeah. That actually looks fucking crazy.
It actually looks really good.
Yeah.
Is it Guess Who's Coming to Dinner,
film? It's made by Peele, but from Key and Peele.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's all straight up horror. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm sure there's funny bits in it.
That sounds really unnerving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should watch the trailer for it afterwards.
Well, we'll link to where you can see all this stuff on this episode's page, obviously. Speaking of horror, what I have been in the middle of for the past many, many days is my latest large-scale piece of artwork for Consequence of Sound, the music and film website I'm art director of. And in this case, we have a forthcoming article of the top 100 horror films of all time. So I've got my work cut out for me with a very involved piece.
Are there even that many? That seems like a lot.
Oh, sweet, naive little Brandon.
Right. Yeah. There was this thing called the 1980s.
I mean, I can
70s.
Name like 12.
Yeah.
Do you recall the video wiles at Blockbuster?
Warlock. Does Beastmaster 3 count?
Yeah.
Terminator 1?
Terminator 1's arguable, but...
Gate, Phantasm.
The Gate and Phantasm.
Any of the 100? Freddy or Friday the 13th
movies? All of those, yeah.
I mean, that's like 20. Done. I don't know anymore. Is Carrie 1?
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It sounds like a very robust list.
Yeah, and I can neither confirm nor deny which items are mentioned here are on that list.
Okay.
I don't think I should, but it'll be interesting when it comes out, look forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to it being done.
Yes.
Do you have to have seen every movie on the list?
Do I have to have? No.
Okay.
I was... selecting iconography from my favorites, and then also ones that I knew of and knew that there were images that I could pull from to put something together that I think will be good and representative and compelling.
Reanimator,
yes.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. Okay. Valid choice. Now, one thing that I have been really fascinated by this past week is the return of one of my favorite web series of all time, Lasagna Cat.
Is it a return?
I yes, it is.
Who
I
here has seen Lasagna Cat, by the way, besides me and Cap?
Not me.
Please educate.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes, tell us about Garfield.
This is a number of web series made about 10 years ago by a group called Fatal Farm. Fatal Farm went on to do a bunch of fascinating work, including working for Key and Peele and doing visual effects for them, as well as putting together the scene from our RoboCop remake, which is one of the top 20 nerdy things of 2015, in which a scene that looked like it was made in the 1980s that actually was a scene from RoboCop, and it was the scene where RoboCop kills some rapists by shooting them in the dick. In this case, the rapists kept coming, and the dicks were out the whole time, and it was just like a 9-minute video of RoboCop exploding penises, really realistic-looking penises. You can see that isolated film. We'll link to it on this episode's page. It's great. The Protoman were involved in another segment from that. You should check it out. Fatal Farm, they're cool. They've been doing lots of weird stuff. Back in the day, if you ever caught a alternate television opening, like not a different theme like what Hot Dad does, but like an actual surreal retake of an opening, like for example a live action DuckTales opening where Webby is like sold to the Beagle Boys
she's kidnapped and they take pictures of her, and I think they
oh
she
yeah
gets
it's,
returned
a, it's a ransom thing yeah. And like alternate versions of the opening for Dynasty. That one's particularly good. It's maybe like 20 different shows they did alternate openings for, and they're incredible.
However,
Lasagna Cat, they took the worst Garfield strips, the most nonsense, awful, poorly written Garfield strips, and made live action versions of them, and then inexplicably cut to a music video segment where they kind of highlight, they take the dumbness and sort of remix it in a way that elevates it to this new kind of weird pop art. My favorite one of all time is where they...
is it I'm using the cat brush?
That's a good one. The Nine Inch Nails one. Of, yeah. I'm using the... like,
I'm using the cat brush.
The joke is John Arbuckle brushes his hair and then he realizes he's using the cat brush. And Garfield says, I don't complain when I use his toothbrush.
And then they made that into a live action and then a Nine Inch Nails music video. And they just do that and for random like, strips.
I'm using the cat brush!
it's amazing.
My favorite one is the one where they use some music from Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, the first one.
And yes, it was the first one. And and after the segment happens, they cut to an overworld screen with John walking around and Garfield's in his party. And they acquire Jim. There's a battle screen. They acquire Jim Davis in their party, and they go to the menu screen and go to the skills section, and it won't let them because he has no skills.
I think that is probably the best one.
So this past week,
I might have to watch some of that.
They're so good. LasagnaCat.com. Out of nowhere, they tease the return of Lasagna Cat, and they made a trailer all of a sudden, and a special thing. Well, we're gonna you should definitely watch the video, but the audio does speak for itself. So I'm gonna have us kind of react to this trailer here. Because it has narration, so hopefully this will make sense to an audio scenario. But know that all the visuals here are they're like fully cinematic in quality.
Where has the time gone? You need to show your face again, Garfield.
What'll it take?
If you call a toll-free number, a web series about Garfield will return.
It's an answering machine. What do I say? What do I do?
State your name and the number of sexual partners you've had.
John Arbuckle, 2. Why do you need to know this?
Don't ask questions. It's just a survey. There isn't much time. Silence is the language of cowards. Dial the number for Garfield.
Wait, so this webisode mashup series that hasn't posted videos in nearly a decade suddenly has a 1-800 number that needs the names and sexual histories of random people from the internet?
Is all that music real?
So it just flashed a bunch of names of musicians, mostly on there, and during at the very end, and that is alluding to what the music video components are going to be for a new web series. And what I'm super excited about is one of the names they flashed in there was Mother 3. Fatal Farm already had my heart, but now they've really got my heart.
I just like, it's like Prince and Kanye and like,
was it Philip Glass was on there too?
I think I saw The Prodigy.
Yeah. And Kenny G.
So I can't wait. But in order for this web series to exist, for some reason, they want us to call that number.
Yeah. So obviously we're going to do that. So here we go.
All right.
Calling up Lasagna Cat.
Lasagna Cat. He's coming back if you see your name and partner count. No falsities. Be honest, please. You shouldn't be embarrassed by a paltry amount. By calling in, you grant the rights to your voice in perpetuity. Do you need an example of what to do? It should go like this.
Karen Smith, 22.
Tally your number and make the leave. Leave your private sex info after the...
Hi, Lasagna Cat. This is Cap from Nerdy Show.
Hey, this is Brandon.
I'm Boar.
And I'm Jared.
And collectively, we've had 121 sexual encounters.
Well, that's mostly Jared.
Shut up.
We did the math. It's real. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward to the new series. Bye.
Did we really just leave a voicemail?
We really did.
About
good. And
about
they have
Jared's
rights to that in perpetuity.
Thank you. Yep.
Oh, well, that was fun.
I'm personally thrilled.
Do they have a date on when things maybe happen?
It is vague as hell.
I'm voting on another decade. I like that the guy doesn't look like he's aged in a decade.
Yeah, John Arbuckle, not a day.
No. I guess they don't draw that in.
So, yeah, that's what's up with me.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, I've got more stuff I can talk about, but I want.
Yeah. When you were asking those questions earlier, I thought you were just really curious and didn't about one of us maybe, and didn't wanted to get the number in sort of a sly way. But congrats for finding some reason to use that.
Yeah, that's great.
I have some follow-ups, some real quick follow-ups to last episode we did, which is one, I mentioned the March for Science. That has a date now, April 22nd, Earth Day, big march on Washington, and many satellite marches all across the world. We'll link to where you can find info on that on this episode's page. And Riverdale has had two additional episodes, and it's still good. Still an intriguing program.
That is still the city from Lord of the Rings.
Yes, yep, exactly.
It's a
subversive.
There's a river.
It's a subversive look at the life and times of the citizens of Rivendell. Yes,
got it. Pretty good show.
That's still on my list, but I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know if it's going to be for me in the long run, but I really am enjoying its just weird, overly dramatic everything about it. I don't know. I like it so far. Anyhow, Legion started. This is worth noting because this is a very strange thing that's happened. Legion is a show on FX, and it is the first X-Men television show since the 90s, I think.
Is it X-Men?
It is X-Men.
Huh.
Are you counting the cartoon? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, there was actually a special, a pilot that got aired as a TV special for Generation X.
I seem to recall... Was it that show, or there was another show that had like Andy Warhol as the villain?
There may have been another. Whatever it was, it wasn't good, right?
Yeah, it was 90s. It was 90s speculative fiction primetime.
Yeah, so not great.
Yeah.
But Legion is, if you're familiar with your X-Men history, that character's name is associated with the child of Charles Xavier. He's the guy who single-handedly brought about the Age of Apocalypse by killing his dad after time traveling to the 1960s. That's probably not going to happen in this show ever, and we're also not very likely to see any name-brand X-Men characters because this is not a superhero show. It is sort of a slice-of-life show about being a mutant, but from a mental health facility sort of perspective.
Been there. Done that.
And it is hyper-stylized from Noah Hawley, who's the creator and writer of the Fargo television adaptation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. And it's executive produced by a crazy amount of talented people, including Richard and Lauren Donner, Brian Singer, and Simon Kinberg. Brandon, we watched the trailer before we started recording. Did you recognize the star of the show?
No, it's hard to see out of that angle. I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
it's, I can't remember the guy who was in that movie, Simon Says, from the 90s. I can't remember his name. What's his name? He has a comedy. Oh, Dane Cook. How do I remember that movie? It's terrible.
I don't know.
He looked like Dane Cook. Was it Dane Cook?
No. No, this is Daniel Stevens, who's from Downton Abbey, one of your favorite shows.
Oh, well, it was. Lord Grantham shouldn't have survived when his ulcer exploded, but whatever.
I'm a little bit surprised that you had an actual comment about that show.
I'm just, you know.
Okay. Just a little taken aback, I guess. But anyways, what did you think
Spoilers,
of
Spoilers, by the way. His ulcer explodes.
This could go a lot of ways. The first episode was basically a tiny movie, and I don't know that it's going to be representative of the quality or storyline at all of where it goes from here.
Like, I really hope that you're right.
Wait, is there a pilot, or was there an entire season or series that started?
It's just one episode so far. There was definitely a pilot. And I have no idea where it's going now. And I liked a great many things about it. I could see some potential for it to not be good in the long run. But so far, a pretty strong start.
I absolutely did not like anything about it. Almost, I liked Aubrey Plaza. I guess she was interesting, but it seemed really slow and meandering, and the overly stylized stuff just made me cringe.
Well, as we said in last episode, you like Barry Sonnenfeld's direction, a la Pushing Daisies, and
right. Lemony so sometimes Snicket. If you do like a stylized thing like that, I'll like it. Yeah. But this not so much.
But you don't. You said you didn't like any of the stylization of Wes Anderson.
Not at all.
And I feel like the pendulum on this show swings heavier on the Wes Anderson.
Okay, because I was going to bring up Wes Anderson as a comparison, but I don't know. I didn't really see too much of that in there either, because it didn't feel like it was
overly pretentious.
No, it definitely felt overly pretentious. Nothing, almost nothing happened, and like the action sequences, when they did happen, it was pretty much just like a quick explosion or something, and then like a slowdown of that explosion, and then it was pretty much over, even though it lasted a little while.
Well, it's definitely not. I don't think it's shaping up to be an action show. First and foremost, it's about this dude who basically I think we maybe jumped the gun on the not explaining the plot in full.
Yeah,
but
probably a little bit.
this dude is locked away in a mental institution. He's been assumed to be a paranoid schizophrenic his entire life, but in fact the voices we're hearing are all kind of psychic based. He has psychic based powers and reality warping powers, in fact, and so he's been institutionalized for that and does not realize he's a mutant, and is then acquired by an organization who has identified him as potentially one of the most powerful mutants in existence.
How could you not want to watch a show about one of the most powerful mutants possibly?
Was it reality warping or was it just like telekinesis? It seemed like it was just telekinesis to me.
His actual power set is reality warping. And there's a thing that happens.
Is that because of your background knowledge or because of what happened on the show?
There's some stuff that happened on the show that could not have happened had he not had reality warping powers.
Okay, I might have been a little drunk while I was watching it.
Okay. The truth comes out. Yeah, I felt it was a pretty strong start. If you're looking for a superhero show, this is not it. It is a psychological thriller, perhaps, with superpowers. And it's one of several alternative superhero shows, superhero being used very loosely, that's come out recently. The other is Powerless from DC, and I haven't seen it, but Boar, you have.
Yeah, I saw it. I watched, there's two episodes out right now. It stars Vanessa Hudgens and Alan Tudyk, who plays Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Bruce Wayne has a cousin?
As the head of a branch of Wayne Security.
Many people have said Bruce Wayne has a cousin, but in fact, he does, because Bruce Wayne's been around for almost 100 years, so of course he has a cousin.
I'm sure his parents had brothers and sisters, so yeah, he probably has cousins. I just never heard of him before
so
now.
So how was it?
It's like, kind of tries to be like a little quirky, like sitcom type of situation around working at this office place for Wayne Security, where they make all these crazy gadgets to try to counteract running into superheroes. Like, there's no direct like superhero involvement in the show, but they're just sort of a thing that happens in the background all the time. Like when she's riding into work, a supervillain blows up the railroad tracks and a superhero catches the railroad car, and everybody's just kind of like used to this stuff. So all the citizens of this town are just like, eh, whatever, that's, you know, it's Tuesday, you know. So,
and this is set in the DC television universe, right?
Yeah, it's set in the, I mean, obviously it has Bruce Wayne's cousin as the head of the company. So, yeah.
I mean, because I've actually never watched Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. I've never seen a single episode of any of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I hear they're great.
They're all great. This one, I don't know if I'm going to give it too much more of a chance, because I was kind of turned off by it. I don't know why.
Is there a story? Because it seems like they just make inventions and goof around, and that's the whole show.
She's like the manager of a department where they're creating inventions, like the engineering department or something. And Danny Pudi, is that how you say his name?
I'm not sure.
He played Abed in Community. He's one of the engineers, and she's just kind of like their boss, and they have a bunch of, you know, normal kind of sitcom-y relations.
Okay. I saw the trailer. It looked kind of like
it's really weird, and I think I wasn't too big of a fan of Vanessa Hudgens' lead. She was just a little bit irritating to me. But Alan Tudyk was great, per usual. I don't know if it's enough to make me keep watching, but...
Were you drunk when you watched it?
Not at all.
I think you might. For this one, you should.
That one, maybe I should have been.
If maybe you didn't like Legion while being drunk, you should not watch it when you're sober. You might hate it.
Horrible. That's true.
Yeah.
So. But he missed stuff.
I guess. You should probably rewatch it sober.
I don't know. I might have missed a couple of details, like reality warping, I guess, yeah. But...
Well, hey, Jermaine Clement's going to be in it eventually.
Okay, you've got my attention again.
Who's that?
I am going to give Legion from a couple more... I'm going to give it a couple more episodes, because I think that you're right and that it might not... The pilot might not have been completely representative of what's going to go on.
I mean, like, seriously, I have no clue where the plot is going to go from here. Like, aside from maybe this is about the formation of a version of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants...
If they keep doing the random dance numbers, I might check out, though.
Who can say? Yeah, really, really, really don't know. Let's give some props to the people who help make Nerdy Show possible. The entire Nerdy Show network, in fact. We are 100% listener supported. That means you keep us alive. And the best way to do that is to help fund us on Patreon. We have a couple new patrons, including Kenneth McFarlane and Kyle Puckett, who had this to say.
He said, "Became a patron today. I hope this helps make the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program Season 2 a reality, which is how I first discovered Nerdy Show. I also love Pokeballs of Steelix, Please Don't Let It Die, and Ghostbusters Resurrection." I'm just going to insert the word Derpy Show in here. Wait, did I say that first part? Shit.
Well, Call of Cthulhu Season 2 is something I very much want to do, and...
We called it a one-off. I'm just saying.
We did. It was a one-off.
It's dead forever.
No.
Once it's done, it's a one-off.
No.
It's gone.
That was... It was a standalone season.
If you make another season, then you just lied about it being a one-off.
No, it's a sequel miniseries.
Then it'll be a two-off.
I mean...
Right. I guess he's right.
Roots was a miniseries, and it got like two sequels, I think.
We'll just keep changing the number of off that it is. You know, it'll be a three off. You know?
And as for Pokeballs, it is very much in production right now. We've had to do a lot of work to kind of rebuild it and recast it a little bit, but it's still ongoing. The story is still ongoing, and I'm very excited to return to it. I don't know when it's going to debut, but I know we're going to start recording pretty soon.
Look forward to it in 2020.
Now, one way you can help support us is by shopping through our Amazon links. If you're already buying stuff from Amazon, just go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon and use our links to do that. Lots of folks do, and it helps fund our efforts to... we generally use those funds to help further Nerdy Show's reach, do some advertising and so on. It really helps out a lot. And lots of people do this and have written in the past telling us their things they bought. In this case, Sean Hutchinson had a question. He said, "I've realized that most of my Amazon purchases, especially my random impulse buys, are done through the Amazon mobile app on my phone. Is there any way to make sure Nerdy Show gets credit for those purchases?"
I've done this recently, actually.
Yeah?
I went to Nerdy Show on my phone and clicked on the link. You can also save the link on your phone's like home screen.
But if you're using he uses the Amazon app to make the purchases. That's
right.
That's the question.
Can't, that I know of.
There is a way. It's a little bit weird, but I figured it out. So here's how you do that. If you're using the Amazon app, here's how you do it. What you need to do is you need to, on your phone, you change your phone preferences so the Amazon links open directly in the app. So anytime that your phone goes to an Amazon link, it opens the Amazon app. There's a way to set that up no matter what kind of phone you have. And that just means that you need to bookmark the Nerdy Show Amazon link for your respective country.
Got it. So it'll go through Nerdy Show and then open the app.
Basically, you never open the app directly. You go to a bookmark, but the bookmark acts as...
Does that work, though?
It does work.
You do know that. Okay.
Sean and I tested it out, and he bought some astronaut ice cream.
Nice. You might have seen some of my purchases. I don't know.
What did you get?
I'm not going to tell you.
Bird porn. Space lettuce?
Space lettuce.
Space lettuce.
I don't know what space lettuce is, but I really want some.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Space lettuce.
You can also give one-time donations at nerdyshow.com/support. And we actually people seldom do this anymore with the advent of Patreon, but we actually had two people do it recently. One of them is a fellow named Weej, who...
Weej?
I believe so. O-U-I-J.
Huh, okay. Like the board.
Kind of.
But without the I at the end.
He gave us a one-time donation of $100.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's like 100 items from the dollar store.
I actually sympathize with him because I tried to make a $500 donation to the International Red Cross, but my bank's like, oh, what the hell is this? This is outside of the U.S. So let's get his perspective on it. My bank thinks Patreon is a terrorist organization, so this is the best I can do for now. I'd like for this donation to be an even split between Nerdy Show and Lightning Dogs. Of course, you're free to put it towards whatever is most important. Doritos, haircuts, shark repellent, anti-personnel mines, you know, basic necessities. I would love to support you guys on a regular basis, but my bank flags Patreon and anything outside of the U.S. as suspicious activity. It's a colossal cluster fluff to get the transactions approved. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Weej. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, Cap, when you do the dog howl, you remind me of one of those, like, disc jockeys on the radio in the morning.
Oh, what was his name?
Cap's the morning shock jock.
Yes.
The bark master in the morning. Oh. I don't know.
Well, in Lightning Dogs, if you ever listen to it, you know that one of our characters is an AI who is a disc jockey. He's the last DJ on Earth.
Oh.
That's been programmed to basically be like Wolfman Jack.
Oh, okay.
So lightningdogs.com.
And we just learned that Brandon doesn't listen to it.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't listen to any show I'm on, or listen to most shows.
We also have a one-time donation from Brianna Bennett, who gave to Ghostbusters and said, $1 for you in each episode of the first season of Ghostbusters Resurrection, listening through the second season. So far, Tailwind Terror is my favorite episode. Hoping one day Agent Ortiz will be in it. That's Agent Ortiz from Eric Burnham and Dan Schoening's incredible Ghostbusters comics. And I've passed that along to Doug, the game master of Ghostbusters Resurrection. And
I think I met that guy one time.
We'll next time he's on the show, maybe we'll turn this particular donation message into a tiny conversation.
He reminds me of the Kill Bill kid.
Now, if you give to us at $10 or more on Patreon, that means you get to have a shout out of any kind read once a month. And in this case, Jeffrey McSorley, he has a reoccurring thing he'd like us to read, and it's actually an ad for Nerdy Show because he's a stand-up gentleman.
Which means I read the same thing every time.
But you can read it differently.
We didn't pay him to do it. I can't read it differently.
No, he paid us to do it.
I know. It's weird. He's paying us, being like, can I advertise for you? Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to read it from Jeff Lee McSorley. Do you have old shirts? Shirts that are nerdy, but have holes in them, or simply are too stretched out from wearing them over the last 1, 2, or even 5 years?
I do.
Well, boy, howdy do, do I have a suggestion for you.
I'm listening.
Toss out your old crummy clothes, boar, or donate to a thrift store and replace them with genuine Nerdy Show t-shirts.
Shit, you already told me to throw them away.
Well, yes, you heard me right. You, too, can replace your faded Mario and Game of Thrones tees with the
likes... Hey, get out of my closet.
...with the likes of your favorite Nerdy Show Network shirt. Show support for Nerdy Show to your friends, or just get a... I want to say Pikathor every time I read Pikathor.
What is wrong with you?
Dude, I don't read Pikachu that much on paper.
It's like Pikachu, but he just eats random weird stuff.
I play video games that have pikes in them, and so I instinctually just say, or a Pikathor shirt. Like last time, I was like, what's a Pikathor?
He eats egg cartons. That's his thing.
Show support for Nerdy Show to your friends, or just get a Pikathor and astound all around with its glory. And don't forget,
Boar. Hey, as an aside, Cap, could you write down Nerdy Show? Because that has multiverse potential.
Nerdy Show?
Yeah.
About right. Nordics and Vikings.
Yes. It's the Viking Nerdy Show.
Did you see the latest episode of Legion?
Yeah, it's good. I don't know what to do with that right now, but we can develop that.
Yes, yes. No, I'm saying invite me into this world.
And don't forget, they even come in kid sizes. Yes, Boar. Even the Friday night fan fiction ones. So go ahead.
Well, why did you direct that one at me?
So go ahead, Boar. Eliminate the ragged shirts of yesteryear and replace your wardrobe with all the shirts that Nerdy Show has to offer. Just follow the links.
I don't even have a computer right now.
The link is nerdyshow.com/nerdystore.
I'll have to remember that, just like people out there are going to have to remember it if they're not sitting at a computer right now.
I feel
now.
Like this was directed towards you, Boar.
Just go to the front page.
It probably was. I mean, you knew about what was in my closet. You had me throw stuff out.
There's a link at the top. It says store. Click on it. No problem. We got all kinds of merchandise, including the t-shirts. And we actually have a new t-shirt, which is the Erotic Pangolin. has its own t-shirt now.
I saw that.
From the we recently remastered the classic third episode of Dungeons and Doritos, our epic tabletop role-playing podcast.
I'm still going to get to it one day.
One day, one of these days. In which we discover the erotic pangolin. A pangolin has some kind of enchanted power that brings forth your most lewd sexual desires, if you're anywhere within its area of effect. And so that's out. We got that. And a little follow-up to the ongoing saga of our Amazon shirt store, and specifically with Dungeons and Doritos. The Dungeons and Doritos original t-shirt we had, the one with art designed by myself and Local Shop, that is no longer available on the Amazon store. They took it down because they deem it a copyright violation, even though it is not. And they don't let you contest claims like that anymore. They only let you...
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. But that's fine, because we had that available there because there were some sizes we're sold out of, and also we never made women's size t-shirts, or children's size for that matter. But we still have plenty generic t-shirts available that we printed ourselves, that we actually have too many of. We just wanted to make those other sizes available. So you can still order that shirt, but you can't get it through Amazon unless I change the design and resubmit it, which I might, and I'll tell
just
you if I
do. Change the color. Just change like one color.
No, I need to eliminate our Dungeons & Doritos logo because they deem that too similar to D&D, which I tried to contest as well. Those are initials, and there are initials too, and it didn't. They were just blanket statement form letter. Sorry, we don't let you contest these anymore.
We're scared.
Yeah. Mm. So, but hey, Pangolin, and lots of other shirts as well. Browser shirts on the store. Thank you very much, Jeffrey McSorley.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's only the fifth time I've read that.
Yeah, and hey, if you don't have any money, you don't want to spend any money, well, that's fine, I understand completely. Just rate and review us on iTunes. You do have to insert your credit card information to do that, but you don't have to spend a dime.
I also want to point out that money will probably be worthless within the next 2 years, so spend as much as you want, because money won't have any value anymore.
It's a very good point.
Probably
spend it all
just
on Nerdy
collect
Show.
Bottle caps or something. Apparently that's like the future currency. I don't know. Maybe
it's
eyeballs.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
Slaves.
Slaves, eyeballs, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm putting all my money into MREs, you know, just like food that lasts a really long
time.
Those
are going to be worth a lot to trade.
No, whiskey.
Mm. Whiskey would be good too. Oh, yeah. That's I'll good, diversify good.
Whiskey
with whiskey.
And MREs, we should come up with a list.
What would make good currency when...
Real chickens, is that good? I mean, they're easy to keep alive. They lay eggs.
That's true.
Feathers.
Yeah.
Shirts out of feathers.
You get to be the bird guy, so, right. You know.
They're really easy to raise.
That's your department. I'll hold on to the MREs and the whiskey.
Speaking of bird people, I forget the guy's name, but he's a Japanese yodeler.
Oh, I saw that. Ah, he's like with the chicken.
The chicken.
He made a new one.
Oh, wait,
he did?
Okay. What? First of all, back the fuck up. I don't know what you're talking about.
I forget his name. There's no way.
Fire that shit up.
Look for Japanese yodeling chicken guy, but he's actually like also from German descent.
Yes.
Yeah, just play a little clip from that, because I think everybody needs to experience that if they have.
There's a new one where he fights ninjas and yodels.
I saw that.
Is there any chickens involved? Or,
yeah, there is.
Really? And this is an older Japanese man that's singing.
He gets to the yodeling. You really have to see the chickens. I can't see the video.
There's a lot of chickens in the video.
They'll come.
Okay.
But Cap, he does another one where he fights ninjas. Like,
with
legit.
The chicken.
Fighting, and he takes the chickens and they like more. It's so good. He fights with chickens.
Did this win Eurovision or something? Can he compete in Eurovision?
I don't.
It seems
maybe.
Like a sort of thing that would win in Eurovision.
He's a dual citizen, I think, so probably.
Takio Ishii is his name. Yes.
Wow. No, he's pretty great. Look up the ninja one when you're, you know.
I'm surprised that you hadn't stumbled across that somehow. Yeah.
There's a threshold of internet things.
I may have posted that on Facebook, but I don't think people wanted to
click on it.
I think
all of us did at one point.
Yeah, so. You know what we haven't talked about?
What's that?
I don't know if we've talked about it. It's the new Samurai Jack coming out. Has anyone mentioned that?
Well, we mentioned it when we interviewed Gendy Tartakovsky briefly last year.
Yeah, but now it's coming out.
Now it's coming out.
Okay.
I'm very excited about it.
Well done. Moving on.
Moving on. But,
Canadians are upset.
Well, I saw that. If anyone's seen the trailer, you know how violent it is now.
Samurai Jack is back. If you're uninformed, if you haven't heard, the Samurai Jack is coming back this spring.
at 11 p.m. on Adult Swim. People get stabbed in the eyeballs. There is blood instead of just robots. It is great.
It's a miniseries. It's the last season of the show. And it looks to be incredible. And I should probably also point out that our interview request for have Gendy back on the show is in. So that's cool. Happening. I hope. Fingers crossed. They owe me anyway.
They owe me.
I had assurances, damn it. Well, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What's you brought some materials in the studio. And usually when you do that, something's going to happen. Well, now is as good a time as any.
Here's the thing. So there's a lot of single people on Valentine's Day, and they probably hate Valentine's Day. I still hate Valentine's Day, and I'm not single. I think it's a stupid holiday. I think it's pathetic. Why you gotta kill flowers and give it to someone as a symbol of your dying relationship? I don't know. But I wanted to maybe bring some pickup lines that I thought Jared could read as a way.
That's why you summoned me.
Yeah, because he's got a great voice, and I thought like in his sexiest voice he could read some pickup lines that people could use at home. So for next Valentine's Day,
The mirror on themselves?
Yeah, you know, or out in public on girls, on guys, on whatever. And then
I was going to say the best love is self-love.
Yeah, well, okay, you can use them on yourself first and see if they work. So I just thought I'd be nice and just do some pickup lines so you can have someone, you know, later or for next year or whatever you want.
This is a robust list.
It's not that robust. So some of them are, you know, corny and cheesy. And some of them I found on the internet, and some I found on the internet, some I made. Some of them are funny, some of them are just dumb. You might hate them all, but Jared, there's like 17 of them, I think. Just use your sexiest voice. And just take your time. Go with it. Whatever feels right. Like I said, some of them are just heartwarming.
You're not feeling too used right now, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
They're cute.
If you were a triangle, you'd be a cute one.
See, it's great, guys. That's a cute triangle. Okay.
Yeah, take that to the math building at the university. Yeah.
Oh, I've got way more where that came from.
Try that out in your geometry teacher.
You're going to like some of these, Bor.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You must be made of uranium and iodine because all I can see is you and I together.
Take you to the chemistry building.
Yeah. I want you to comment after each one.
Oh, yeah. Science rules.
Number three.
Nice pants. What's the drop rate on those? That's actually kind of clever. I like that. I like that.
I had to look that one up. I'm not clever.
How would you like to come over and be my epic mount?
I thought you'd like that one, boy.
I like the last one also.
And you should also be holding a horse bridle when you say that. That's the that's the choice delivery for that.
You must be a rogue because I was stunned when I first saw you.
It works on many levels, guys.
That was sappy.
Some of them are
rogue,
sappy.
Rogue,
some of
them are rogues sappy. Rogues on WoW sap people.
It's I don't.
Anyway.
Oh, this one's so tender. You must be made of neon because you're a 10 and also gassy. Oh, man. You're just like an autoimmune disease that targets lung-specific proteins because you take my breath away.
That was one of mine.
All right.
And it's my favorite. Good job.
That could have also worked with asbestos.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things can take your breath away, like dying.
Vacuum cleaners.
Yes, yes. I'd love to Zerg rush your pylons.
And then your buildings wouldn't function. You couldn't build new units. What?
We need more Vespian gas.
Hey, maybe you don't want to build new units. That's a choice.
Nice clothes. They look better in my washing machine because they're filthy. And I guess while you're naked, if you want to mess around, that'd be cool and stuff.
I love that one. I don't know why.
You know, that one really worked because of Jared. I think he carried that line for you.
Thank you.
I didn't think any of these would work unless he specifically read them.
Okay. Dang, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
I think that's brilliant. I think that's brilliant. That's not what I want. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I think Jared's carrying these. Some of these, you know, I think we need to have one of the other one of us read it just to see if it has the same impact.
Like, could do that.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah, just to see if it's Jared that's doing it.
I mean, it is. I can tell you right now, it's Jared.
Okay.
Okay. Your parents must be retarded because you're something special, or perhaps they've died in a horrible accident and you're just traumatized. Either way, it's turn on.
Wow.
I don't think we want to have that one read by somebody else.
No one should ever read that again, ever.
I love that one. That came from my heart, Cap.
I see you've got emotional trauma. Want to go out?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I'd be glad I took out the chloroform one. I think I did.
Let's find out, shall we?
It's only a few more.
You look so good, I would let you fart in my mouth at least once. Full spray. That's actually happened to me once.
All right, I think that's the one. Let me see if that one works when I do it. Okay.
Story.
Where is it?
Here, near the bottom, I think.
Here it goes. Baby, you look so good, I would let you fart in my mouth at least once. Full spray.
I think it just works.
I don't think that worked for me as much as Jared.
I mean, Jared does everything better.
But. Oh, thank you.
Because I read mine like a DJ or something.
Courtney, my mom.
Wait, but what's this story?
Okay, Courtney has a special message for
boy. I went to, Savoy.
Cabbage, got it.
Yes, like the space cabbage. I brought a young man with me. He was kind of a bitch, but apparently that was his moniker. He was called
Little Bitch.
Yeah, he was a little bitch. I got really drunk and started messing around with other guys that were at the bar, and he got really jealous because he was just being a bitch. I drove him back home, and we fooled around, and I'm rimming him, and I guess he got really relaxed and he just like totally farted down my throat.
I love this.
And for 2 seconds, I'm just disarmed. I'm just like, what do I do? And then I just kept going.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that was a pickup line for a second. I thought he was still reading. No. But it turns out that was not on the paper.
How many we got left? I didn't write that.
We've got 5 left.
Jeez. Above and beyond, Brandon. And
have you ever been with someone who has had sex with 10,000 ants inside of a blow-up doll in the dark?
That one's a personal one. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Jared just shared an extremely personal story. Do you want to share your extremely personal
story? We've talked it
story?
Before.
Have we talked about it?
Was there a punchline to that one? That one was even funny.
It's just asking a
question. That's just a strange question. That's not really a pickup line.
It is. Some people would be really into that. If that's someone's specific fetish, then you've nailed it.
But no? I think, aren't you supposed to be disarming them with humor?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
You have an abbreviation here, but I'm actually going to use the full term for it. What's your armor class? Because I want to hit that.
I put AC originally. But yeah. You not get that, Bor? You get that. It's funny.
I failed my initiative roll.
Damn it.
I tapped that so hard it wouldn't untap during its controller's next untap phase. Oh, that's terrible. You did not take out the chloroform one.
Oh, you don't have to read that one. It's too rapey. Let's go to the next one.
No, I like it. Let's read it.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
It works.
That's an old standard.
I know. That's why I didn't. I was like, I thought I was like, I can take that out. I don't need it.
I think that one actually would have worked better if it was me.
Yeah, if you had the chloroform, yes.
No, because I would have said it. Hey, does this smell like chloroform to you? You know, you gotta get their attention with that one. And the DJ thing, I think, works.
If you were a bird, I would mount you from behind and rub my cloaca against yours until my juices squirt inside of you, and then we'd throw up into each other's mouths for a while.
I love that. It's beautiful. That's poetic.
That's another only Jared one.
Only a Jared. Thank you. So right, well, thank you for well doing done. That. Do you want to do the bonus round?
Sure, bonus round.
Sorry. I have to just real quick. These are not anything I did. The ones I did before were kind of, I made them gender neutral so you can use them wherever. These are not, because these are straight up comments from Pornhub that were turned into Valentine's Day cards. And these are supposed to be used to put on Valentine's cards.
I actually have a Valentine's card I want to give to eventually when I get a sweetheart. And the card is, "Your hole is my goal."
Well, these aren't don't have a coherent message like that. I kept the horrible grammar. These are straight from Pornhub.
Oh, God.
There's only like half a page.
Special Valentine's Day comments from Pornhub. "Let's masturbate and stare into each other's eyes. Chipotle on me after." "Nice dick. As usual."
As usual? Is that like a fan of a particular porn star?
It's so good.
Okay.
I don't know who wrote these.
"Yes, you love, and he love you. But explore her bodies. Do write it their levels off orgasm, levels off strength in feelings in bed, and levels off cum amounts."
What?
That's a beautiful quote of a John Keats poem, I believe.
I think it's Plath.
Oh, no, that's from The Wasteland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
"Would like it to make it in the fuck on over the pussy with a penis."
I can relate to that one.
"A woman is like the moon. When it is gone, the night is dark and lonely. But when it's full, the night becomes today for some men. A baby blue ice bird flies over the ocean and brings you good luck for the future. See ya."
I really want to know. I want to know what video that one was on.
That feels like a haiku.
It was really beautiful.
It feels like a haiku.
An iceberg and see ya. Yeah, and it's all capital CYA.
Yes.
Well, a haiku is really short. That was pretty. That was pretty lengthy.
It's the poetic quality of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a cinquain.
"Noting more sexy than when you swallow the baby soup." "Id berry, like a fruit. Id berry my dick so far in that ass. Whoever could pull it out would be crowned King Arthur."
Oh, you know, I think I'm enjoying this more than anyone, and I brought them. I'm just like, I'm dying. I'm practically crying from how happy this is making me.
I am happy about this, yes.
I can't see. I'm full of tears.
Which is also a Pornhub comment. I know.
"Please massage the cock with erotic focus and passionate focus."
That's a good. I like that one, actually. Yeah, that has a purpose. I think a meaning.
That's just good.
That's
advice.
Like an instruction manual to get baby soup.
To make two parts baby soup.
Serves one.
"Let me give you the anal squelch."
What? I don't know what that is, but I want it.
It's probably the direct fart, I think, is what that is.
Oh, no. I feel like you're pinching, and I don't know.
"Oh, man, this is like this morning. You butthole looks so clean, like you've never taken a shit before."
I would be honored to receive that, Valentine. It's okay. Never going to happen, though.
Part of me wanted to ask, what happened this morning? But then I thought about it for a second, and I was like, never mind.
Me a second. Okay.
"I love your both holes." "What the fuck?"
What?
Wait, was that? Were you reading it, or are you reacting?
No, I'm reacting to it.
Okay. I don't even remember what's there.
So one of these finally broke him. This is incredible.
"Wouldn't mind spraying them with fruit juice, then release 10,000 gnats on them, and then releasing my load on top of the gnats."
That's so good. Why? I don't know why.
I mean, if they're not fruit flies, they might not be that attracted to the fruit.
Oh, you're so right, juice. Though. But I think that's besides the point.
Yeah, but the inaccuracy is it's preventing me from finding it
the
that
realism
funny.
Realism is lost on me.
Right. Like, you know, why didn't he say fruit flies? He said gnats.
How did he get specifically 10,000?
Gnats are going to get on to people no matter if they got fruit juice or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Jared. Don't even need fruit juice.
Thank you, Brandon. That was delightful.
Thank you for doing the bonus round. You get extra points.
Yes.
These will be destroyed. Though. We're left in here.
My God.
I'm a little teary-eyed. It's good.
Yeah, my face hurts. My face is in dire pain. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, hey, Jared, yes. You're on Flame On, the All Gay, All Geek podcast.
Yes, I am.
You're on Nerdy Show.
Yes, I am on Nerdy Show as well.
I mean, that Flame, I mean, you are, but
yes, clearly,
on,
yes.
On the network, it's, I think is what
Nerdy Show Network.
Yes.
What's going on lately? What can people expect from Flame On forthcoming? What's cooking?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
Like, I've been kind of detached, you know, as people have noticed throughout the episodes. You know, it's just I don't make time to consume pop culture all that much. So I kind of don't feel like I'm contributing much. But there's always, you know, cool stuff coming out. I don't know if we're doing any new Dragon's New Spandex episodes yet. As we speak now, like I just came from Brian's recording an episode, so that should be coming out later this week as well. It was just kind of overlapping the conversations that we just had here about Legion.
Oh, really?
And, the Lego Batman movie was a topic of discussion.
Yeah. Well, our previous episode of Nerdy Show was exclusively a review of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it good or bad review? Oh, I didn't listen.
I never saw the movie, so
I'm like a season behind.
Of Lego Batman?
No,
Lego
Nerdy Show.
Batman movie?
I've only watched the first two Lego Batman movies seasons. I don't know what the new one's about. So, do they use glow-in-the-dark pieces now? Does Kinects get involved?
I suppose the short version was, it's pretty good. The first 10 minutes are incredible.
Got it. Better than actual Batman movies?
Yeah, there's a couple it's better than, yeah. Okay. Not too hard to do, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I got a little bit of news, which is that I have been invited up to Oak City Comic Con in Raleigh, North Carolina, March 18th and 19th. And so I'm going.
Isn't Oak City in Pokemon? Are you making this up?
I don't think it is.
I think that's Professor Oak.
Yeah.
Is Nona City? Okay, Anyway,
Oak City Comic Con is kind of like the spring show for North Carolina Comic Con. This is a new development. North Carolina Comic Con, I'm a huge fan of. That's in Durham, which is near Raleigh. So now I'm going to the show in Raleigh. I feel like
we're learning a lot about North Carolina right now.
Yeah. I know that I'm going to be on the Queer Comics panel and that I'm going to be emceeing the big costume dance like I did at North Carolina Comic Con. Other than that, I don't know yet. But
MCCB in the house!
But there's going to be a lot of awesome people there, including DMC of Run DMC.
Oh, weirdly enough. I was just going to ask that like an asshole, but that would have been correct.
Yep. Many, many awesome comic folks. Tommy Lee Edwards, Afro Richardson, Mike Perkins. I'm just scrolling through the list right now of cool people. Yeah, I'm sure the list is probably also still ongoing. Steve Niles is going to be there, guy who created 30 Days of Night. Daniel Way, prolific Deadpool writer. And Chris Sims of X-Men 92 and other cool stuff.
Like he's done X-Men 92.
The War Rocket Ajax podcast co-host. Yeah, so it's going to be fun. If you're anywhere near that area, you should come out, come see me, say hey, and we'll party till the break of day.
You made that work. I like it.
Sorry, my voice is all messed up from laughing so much.
I understand. I understand completely. Yes, please. Everyone loves a podcast full of sniffing and grunts. That's oh boy. Do we have any other topics?
I played an amazing video game that I didn't think was going to be amazing.
Well, what was it?
It was called Neo. But before you go, like Neo, no, Neo, N-I-O-H.
Oh.
In Japanese, it means benevolent king. Oh, you didn't know that. If anyone's seen the ads for it lately, I don't know if you guys care about video games, but some people might.
Well, we haven't. remarkably, we haven't talked about video games this episode, rip.
There's this game called Neo, where if you look at the image on the packaging or a trailer, there's this extremely white guy dressed in samurai armor fighting, like, ancient demons and men from Japan. And you're like, why is Geralt from Witcher fighting monsters in Japan? This is kind of pretentious.
I saw you posting about this, Kim.
Yeah, I was a little upset. I was like, there's a white dude in Japan in samurai armor. That's stupid. They could have just used, you know, an actual. But my full-time researcher, Denica, decided to do some research, and it's actually based on a real person. In the 1600s, there was a man named William Adams, who the game is based on, who was in Europe, went over to Japan, I think, after the English-Spanish War, and the emperor made him his personal advisor, made him a samurai, and then told everyone in England he was dead, including his wife, and then made a royal decree saying he could not leave. So this William Adams, who is a true person in history, was trapped in Japan, made a samurai, and told everyone else in the world that he was basically dead.
Oh, yes. This is the time when Japan shut itself off from the rest of the world. It was like the 1600s, I think.
Yes. So this was a real thing, and there was even a television show based on it with like some famous actor playing William Adams. So that, when you play the game, you first start in England. And I was like, oh, this shit makes sense now. He went over and like things happen. Obviously, they embellish it. There's demons and things that don't actually exist.
Ooh, Onimusha.
It's funny you should mention that, because this game is a cross between Onimusha,
and Assassin's Dark Creed. Souls,
no, Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and Diablo 3.
Okay, I need to play. I need to play this then.
It's PS only.
I need to play this then.
So Team Ninja's making it, or made it. It's been in development since 2004. It was It was originally based off an Akira Kurosawa script.
Whoa.
Then it got scrapped, given to Team Ninja after that. So they didn't start at 2004. Team Ninja got it later. And, you know, they made the Ninja Gaiden reboot. And then they made the worst Metroid game possible, which I don't blame them for. That was Nintendo who wrote the game. They just made the game mechanics, which are good. So the game is, like I said, it's a cross between Dark Souls, where the maps are all kind of interconnected and the shortcuts and secrets and the enemies are kind of Dark Souls-ish enemies, and you know, you use souls basically for leveling. And it's like Bloodborne because there are multiple weapons with multiple things you can do with them. Like every weapon has multiple stances, high, medium, and low. You can switch between two different weapons while fighting. So I have a character that uses two dual swords that are really fast, but then I switch to like a heavy chain and sickle to attack enemies. And the more you use a weapon, like the stronger it gets. And it's like Diablo 3.
Because Deckard Cain shows up and he talks about Diablo.
It's funny you should mention that. That was a good impression.
Why, thank you. It's quite easy. It's quite easy to do a Deckard Cain impression. You just have to pretend to be an old man and talk about Diablo.
The loot system is insane. It's Diablo 3 loot system. It's got, you know, common, uncommon, rare, legendary, epic, and there's random stats, and you can level up armor and weapons, and there's blacksmithing, and you can combine things, and it's in like a Dark Souls type game, so it's phenomenal. It feels like playing the original Dark Souls, but done right.
Is there magic?
There is. You can focus on magic, you can focus on ninja skills, magic skills, or you can, there's hundreds of skills, actually, and you can focus on skill trees for specific weapons and just gain stats for weapons, like specific weapons. So like the more you use like a katana, you'll get better, not only in using katanas, but that specific katana you're using will gain levels. Basically, it'll go up in proficiency and get better stats, and then you can level that up at like blacksmiths and things.
Okay.
So it's a really good game that came out of nowhere. I didn't know it was coming out, and I didn't care until I started playing it. Now I'm addicted to it. Mm-hmm. If you have a PS4, you should get it, because it's good. And Team Ninja,
do you single-handedly take on the Lords of Hell?
Yes. Bale is back. Finally. Okay. Am I right? So that was my little review that I didn't really go much into, but it's a really good game.
Okay. Seems like something to look into a little bit
also
more.
Also, For Honor's out by the time you're listening to this, and that was a badass game that I want to get to. But you can look that up on your own.
There's one other little item that is video game related, and that is something we knew that there was a Castlevania animated series coming, but we didn't have many details on it. We knew it was made by Adi Shankar, the guy who is responsible for the gritty Power Rangers fan film. Cool.
Yeah, I didn't know if this was being live action or animated. So I think on Flame Mon, I was like, oh, it's going to be live action, because I found one article on Polygon that didn't say anything about animated. It was just like,
yeah, I think it's animated, right?
Yeah. Is it? Okay, cool.
It is. We have more information now. That's the news brief here.
Good.
It's being animated. It's being made by Frederator, the folks behind Adventure Time, Bravest Warriors, Being Puppy Cat, all that jazz. And it's being released on Netflix, which is news. It's also coming out this year. And the big one for me is that not only is all that cool stuff happening, it's written by Warren Ellis,
yes,
the comic book author behind Transmetropolitan, some of the best runs on Marvel, DC, and Vertigo stuff. It's hard to even start picking highlights for his career. had a great run on Moon Knight. His Karnak recently has been fantastic. Planetary, he's really known for. What else?
Didn't you tell me that this Castlevania show is going to be based on the third game?
Yes, it's based on Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse.
Yeah, we did some research the other day, and from what we know, it's a prequel to Simon Belmont, which is in the first game. You play as Trevor Belmont, and you have companions, and I wonder, like, Dracula's son is in it. Alucard, that's, you know, clever. Yes, but yes. So he might be in the show. There might be a pirate that can climb walls in the show, and, like, a magic wizard lady sorcerer. That's all I know.
All right.
Because that was in Castlevania 3.
I'm down.
Yep. Adi Shankar recently had this quote, which since we're having Jared read quotes, I suppose I'll I suppose I'll have Jared read that. Just
passing of a laptop.
It's just a giant laptop he's going to read.
This is very much Castlevania, done in the vein of Game of Thrones. Producer and writer Warren Ellis added so much depth to the material. The series is going to be R-rated as F explicative.
No.
Okay.
Fill it in. Do it like Adi would do it. Be bombastic.
I don't know who this person is.
She's extreme.
This is very much Castlevania, done in the vein of Game of Thrones. Warren Ellis added so much depth to the material. It's going to be R-rated as fuck. This is going to be the best fucking video game adaptation we've ever done to date.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Adi.
That voice you just did scared me a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it reminded me of.
Oh, I hope that didn't spike the levels.
Sure, it was fine.
Okay.
We got precautions. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. That was great. Beautiful. And so there you have it. It's going to be R-rated as fuck, and it's going to be the best fucking video game adaptation we've had to date.
And fuck.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Like,
I think it'll be good.
I'm not.
I didn't play Castlevania 3 quite as much as I played Castlevania 4 because that was my favorite. Oh. Yeah, that was my favorite to go back to and play.
How about the jazz music?
Because of the whip physics. Because
you can, like,
Can just, like, hold the whip out and, like, fucking Medusa heads will, like, just ram themselves into it.
I'm a fan of the whip shields. Acid jazz music that's kind of fucked up and horrible, but I love it.
It was really good, too.
So, yeah, that's my favorite, too. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not overly excited because I want to see I don't like to get my hopes up anymore for things because life, you know.
At least they didn't say it was Castlevania 2 based.
Oh, well, isn't that? I don't even know. Is that where you find all of Dracula's parts?
Yes.
And assemble them just so you can kill him again.
It's a fine night for a curse.
Isn't that how it opens?
Yes.
So good.
It's a horrible night for a curse.
Yes.
Is it?
I'm quoting.
He made it better.
Catherine.
Oh, okay.
The final boss says that. I'm like, wait a second. That's a Castlevania quote.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. Taking us out on account of Legion debuting, we have a brand new track from Kid Apocalypse, nerdcore rapper who only raps about generally X-Men stuff. This is from his just released album, Regenesis. It's a track called Wheat Cakes and Aunt May's, which is all done from the perspective of Deadpool. And it's one of many tracks you can hear on Nerdy FM, our nerd music online streaming station, which is also available on apps. So, Wheat Cakes and Aunt May is by Kid Apocalypse. Here it is.
Oh, boy. Over out of that. Who gave me my chimichanga?
What? Where'd you get a chimichanga?
It was in my chimichanga pouch.
Which one's your chimichanga pouch?
Evan, they're all chimichanga pouches.
It's the Merc with a mouth, being a Superman Brandon vow. No, I'm gonna be so uncouth, I'm told that's not how the word's pronounced. Fuck it, I'm bound to what's found a lot in any gat of thought, out loud or in the yellow caption box. Not proud, I've been with Will I Am and Fox. I'll make amends if I do another origin all over again. And I'll be killing every villain, maybe 10 or 20 billion, maybe I lose count. It's a skill I've been chilling, last I'm feeling it, but otherwise I'm down. Don't know the round, tails to a stand. How about town, put a boss into the ground. Yep, I clown, upside down, lend an ear like the one that Tom McLaughlin found. Here's the part where we get meta as fuck. Come watch my movie double feature with Howard the Duck. I mean, we're watching both movies with Howard the Duck. I mean, unless I guess Mom VHS, we're only watching his with a different duck. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said, get BK's from my name and Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said, make all the girls work like it's worth, let me go ahead. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said, get BK's from my name and Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said, put a bullet in your butt and another in your forehead.
I don't give a fuck what Uncle Wade said. Wait, gotta keep good behavior running through my head. Does it matter if morality is virtually dead? It's the evil I reject and the good I do instead.
Well said, hey kid, you're a spectacle. You got my button, guess I better call the pastor troll. You're wearing armor because the deal is a celestial. Rebel, but it's so better not molest me, y'all. Brand a foe, Willem Dafoe. Doubling up on the green, it's Simisol. Double Fema, bro. Ryan Reynolds, you're on wild on the van. I'm vulnerable, so I'm a burnable. Until we blow the hall, raw play ball, dog, so I'm probable. And though I'm on a roll, I'm gonna feed the trolls. I got the mop all done like my mouth's full. Here's the place, holder for the rap that goes here. I need to come up with the words and perform them here. Something clever and cool, something intelligible. Full of references to Marvel, keep it profitable. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Yeah, BK's my name, Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. At the Jean Grey school, eating tonsils with a toe in. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Yeah, BK's my name, Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. B. Arthur lives forever in my heart and my head.
The Arthur, golden goddess, flying over clouds above us, eating tacos. Angel tacos that die without seeing.
Can I heal from everything? Even hearing Black Bolt sing. Asshole with Mandarin rings. Gonna lose his fingers and his bling. Red and mean, all I seen. Thunderbolt Hulk being a real obscene. Keep daring, hail to the king. Hail to my ever-loving one, I think. It's slobbering time, so he's a mighty rhyme. Fist the possible crime to be his awesome design. Toss him sauce and blossom up, but they unite up in more cop losses for the cinema time. So I don't give a fuck about Uncle Ben said. I'm preparing this rice my way. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Get BK's my man, Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Thanos brought me from the dead, cause the girls love me instead. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Get BK's my man, Blind Alfred. I don't give a fuck what Uncle Ben said. Even Bucky came back, why the fuck are you still dead? Huh?